Leroy.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
All right, it's all good. You're loud, nice and clear.
Well, you know, it's all good for you because you are sitting right in the midst of Carmel, California, where I'm sure is beautiful. It's all good for me because I'm here in Los Angeles and the sun is shining at 80 degrees. You know, it's wonderful. But for my man, Corey Wilkes in Chicago, I understand it's approaching 30 below, so things are a little different. Hey, Corey, how you doing, man?
I've been better.
Yeah.
Especially hearing y'all talk about that warm weather over there.
Well, I hope it can warm you up over the phone a little bit, because I know it's colder than the witches, man.
Yeah, and so.
Well, you know, we've run into each other a few times when I've visited Chicago, and you stay pretty active on the scene. I mean, what new vitality are you bringing to the music that you think has been missing from the scene for quite a while?
I would say, I guess, mostly my influences that I've, you know, I've been around for the last couple of years, whether it be blues, avant-garde, or hip-hop, you know, just representing a younger generation in Chicago that are connected with a lot of different things. So I think a lot of those different styles and genres have a lot to do with my musical fabric.
Well, you know, that's real interesting because, you know, Chicago, home of AACM, and I'll let you explain what that's all about, too, for those folks who don't really know what the AACM is. But there's an old school and a new school, and I see that you're keeping that tradition alive and well.
Yeah, we actually just recorded an album that'll be out sometime March, at the very latest June in the States, with my avant-garde outfit called Abstract Pulse. And also, all those guys that are in the band, you know, they're a part of the AACM as well. We were under the tutelage of, you know, from Ernest Dawkins to, you know, Cahill Elzebar, Art Ensemble of Chicago, all those people with great influences.
Well, you know, I've heard you hitting with cats like Cahill Elzebar and the Art Ensemble of Chicago, Roscoe Mitchell. And, of course, you know, your own band seems to make sure, playing with all these cats, You seem to make sure that you're in situations that always allow you a lot of freedom.
Oh, yeah. Got to keep pushing the envelope, you know. I learned that from all my mentors, so this is, you know, one of the things. Music has to evolve some way or the other. You know, whether it's working or not, you got to try something new all the time.
Well, for those who don't know the philosophy of the AACM in Chicago, why don't you tell them what the acronym stands for and the philosophy of the music?
It's the Association of Advancement for Creative Musicians. And this right now, it's basically been working as like a collective ensemble organization where you get together, express one another's ideas, and, you know, try to get together and more or less come up with new ways to, you know, promote that kind of music, improvisational music and so forth, and also keep it in schools because, you know, arts is a big thing that we're lacking in a lot of schools, which is why hopefully this thing goes over well with Barack, you know, with Quincy Jones asking about, you know, representing, having a representative as, you know, Secretary of Arts, I should say.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, I know you're under the weather. You might want to get that teapot.
Yeah, I see. I'm in the room is over there screaming at me.
Go ahead and turn that off, man. It's cool.
I got it.
All right. Yeah. Well, if it was New York City, we might think that, you know, there's ambulances and police cars going by. But, you know, it's cold in Chicago, so you know you got to have your tea time.
Yeah, it's about the time.
You're listening to Live with the Jazz Cat with Leroy Downs. My guest today, Mr. Corey Wilkes, trumpet player extraordinaire out of Chicago, one of the young hip cats on the scene. And you're listening to it on the show for locals only on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Now, you got a brand new project out on the famous Chicago label Delmark Records called Just Drop It that combines elements of funk, groove, soul, straight-ahead rhythms, and you know, they kind of force your body to move.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, bro.
Well, what I really like on the tune Ubiquitous Butterfly, I mean, I love the choice you made of panning the character of the butterfly across the spectrum of sound. It's like, it's pretty super hypnotic, man.
Oh, thanks. That was a stellar work of one of my cousins, you know, Dee Alexander. Don't know if you got to check her out when you were in Chicago.
As a matter of fact, I did check her out in Chicago, and when she came on stage, I mean, I certainly didn't know it was your cousin, but she got, there's a certain sound that she makes, and I don't know how she does it, but when I heard it, I'm like, there's the ubiquitous butterfly.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, I threw some effects on it like I did on some of the other tracks just to, you know, give it a more of an ambient feel and so forth, but, you know, overall, that was her, you know. I didn't do anything with Booty Punch, pretty much just pan it from left to right.
Yeah. Well, just so you know, when I program music on my other show that I do on K-Jazz here in Los Angeles, you know, I pretty much play a straight-ahead jazz show. And I don't even know if I can really use those terms anymore. But what I will say is I always try to play very creative music, different instrumentation, always music that makes you think, nothing that has been played the same. But I do like to stick to the straight-ahead vein. But when I'm playing some of the younger players, I mean, your particular album has a lot of characteristics in it that I can play that are a little funkier, but yet do not lean 100% toward the smooth jazz side of the spectrum, which I could never do.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the main goals. I mean, just not to have, not to delve too far with this project into, you know, with obscurity into the new jazz sound or whatever, because I have another group that's totally different, which is Black Slang. I think you've seen the truncated version, but not the full blown out. But we, you know, basically wanted to do a lot of music that involves a lot of straight ahead elements, and I guess has a little more accessible vibe in general, but without sacrificing the music.
Well, that's so important, man. And the reason that I say that is because there's two different crowds here. There's the jazz crowd that is, you know, I will have to say 50 and over, because people that are 40 years old, I don't know how to grab them so much. But there's that crowd, and then there's the younger crowd. And I really try to mix both sounds of the music so that, you know, all of the older folks can hear the younger guys, and then hopefully when you play some music from the younger guys, it can hit some of these other people that aren't into jazz so much to say, hey, that's hip, let me listen to jazz. So I really use you as a key figure to try to blend the two audiences together and build up, you know, the jazz audience.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, this is one of those things, I mean, it's been done in the past, you know, and we're trying to, of course, do some different things with it. But even Miles and Donald Byrd and so forth, we're doing those things back in the, you know, late 60s, early 70s. To try to captivate a younger audience, because, you know, the jazz audience, you know, started dying down a little bit, and you have to always keep on, like I said earlier, you have to keep on reaching and trying some different things to make it happen, you know, at the end of the day.
Well, you mentioned two key figures in the business. One other one just got his jazz angel wings not too long ago, Freddie Hubbard. And we were just talking before we went on air how you've been listening to some Freddie lately, and you may be incorporating some of his music into your sets.
Yeah, we're going to be in Paris at the end of this month with my quintet. Just a short stint out there for this huge festival, Songs de Verre. And I'm going to be incorporating songs from my album, my current album, as well as some of, you know, some of Freddie's tunes. And just maybe even Donald Byrd's tunes. I got about a list of an extra 20, 25 tunes that I'm going through to see what's going to work and what's not going to work. And all that, the tail of the tape will come real soon once the band gets here. I got half of my members coming in from New York on Thursday, so we can rehearse and do a couple of gigs in Chicago before we head out.
Yeah. You know, other than your own album, you know, it looks like you're involved in several other projects that have all really been released in 2008, and you know that's quite a way to saturate the market with the straight ahead, the avant garde, and the groove based feel. You're really getting out there.
They're pushing. I mean, especially like even a lot of live performances, which is key. I've been playing a lot now with James Carter. We just got off for like a month and a half tour in Europe. Still doing stuff with Greg Osby. I think you were in town for that.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, Greg Osby and me. Here and there with Roy Hargrove's big band still. Touch base with Michelle Dagliocello, you know. All those cats. I mean, it's start music, and we, you know, just a lot of like-minded musicians who have a forward progression kind of, you know, thought path, and, you know, I kind of keep in cahoots with those kind of people.
Well, you know, forward thought in the music is definitely what I look for when I listen to it. You know, during the week of the Chicago Jazz Fest, I attended a performance that was a tribute to the soulful sound of James Brown, and you had some dancers as part of your set as well, one that you know pretty well.
yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that was actually, so you saw the full group of Black Slang pretty much, maybe a couple of people were missing, but for the most part, that's that group. But we have a lot more originals, but we were trying to pay tribute to, you know, the late, great James.
Right. You're listening to Corey Wilkes right here on the show, Live with the Jazz Cat, on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, on the For Locals Only show with Gary Hamada. You know, what would you say is your core philosophy toward the music, the scene, and the future of it? Because I know you're a great key, and you're hanging out with cats, as you mentioned, like Hargrove and Osby, and all of these guys that are taking the music into, you know, the next millennium. How are we going to get the younger crowd to pay attention to what we do?
I mean, I just think it's about, you know, really making some, you know, good music and getting in touch with the intangible, you know, quality that's lacking from a lot of the music right now. And I've noticed a lot of, you know, people, especially in the hip-hop generation, even R&B, that started to use what we call the formula, which is kind of like dumbed-down music at this point. And a lot of people are just really, you know, waiting to hear something that's really doing something for their soul, and they're not getting that anymore. So I don't think it's going to be a lot that you have to do to it. It just, I mean, it's other than keep on creating and keep pushing, you know, for the most part, making some good music.
Yeah, well, you know, Charles Mingus said you better get hit in your soul, so that's exactly what we got to do.
Yeah.
You know, what's so wild to me is that a great city like Chicago that expresses its deep love for jazz, I mean, all over the city. I mean, if you walk into McDonald's, you'll see a picture of Dizzy Gillespie on the wall, and all the restaurants have jazz, you know, but the thing that you guys don't seem to have is a jazz station, and I don't know what happened with that.
No, I know. It's rough. I mean, I've been in so many cities that I wouldn't expect to have one. And they have 24-hour jazz stations, you know. So for us not to have a real solid station, it's been kind of hard to really promote music other than, like, you know, concerts and so forth and internet, you know, podcasts and things like that of that nature.
Right. Well, you guys have some great players in Chicago, a lot of them that I've had the opportunity of doing some interviews with on this show. And a lot of these guys have been around really putting the music down for a long time, representing Chicago. You know, people like Roscoe Mitchell. I talk with Von Freeman. I talk with Fred Anderson. I talk with Keelan Phil Karan. I mean, all these folks. And I got some interviews coming up with Khalil, hopefully, and Ari Brown. And all of these guys are based right there in Chicago, and they all seem to represent music that focuses on sound and thought and new ideas. It's really exciting.
Yeah. All those guys you mentioned, you know, are people that really inspire me to do what I'm doing now. And just hope that we continue to do the same thing for this next younger generation that's following us.
Yeah. Well, one of the organizations that you do have there in Chicago is the Jazz Institute of Chicago. And, you know, it's a premier organization. I think they've been around about 30 years, and they're responsible for a lot of events and activities that happen about the city. I mean, you're on board. You know, what types of plans do you know that they have for the future of the music in Chicago?
Right now, it's we're trying to put the new year together. We haven't gotten a chance to go to a meeting because I've been out of town the last few, but I have been trying to bring different artists in town that they haven't brought in. You know, not always the names that are on the bill directly. Like, you're always going to see, you know, Joshua and Bradford Marcellus. But, like, there's so many, like, unsung heroes on the scene. Like, even, for instance, David Ornette Cherry, which is the son of Don Cherry.
Right.
I met him just recently when I was in Sardinia, Italy. You know, just cast that caliber that I really need to get more exposure as well. So I'm trying to put some different concert series together with the Jazz Institute, and hopefully we can get some of that done before too late in the year, before all the money's ate up.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, man, you're doing a great thing. The music is wonderful. The album is called Drop It. It's on Delmark Records, which is a historic record company there in Chicago, run by a cat named Bob. I'm forgetting his last name. Koster?
Yeah,
by Bob Koster. You got a great jazz store there, the Jazz Record Mart. You walk in there, man, it's huge, filled with albums and CDs.
Yes, man.
Oh, it's lovely, man.
Yeah, all the cats, that's the place where everybody comes to when they come to town. It's like, if we, you know, that's our jazz museum, so to speak.
Well, you know, I happened to stumble upon it because I was walking down Wabash late one night, and I looked and said, Jazz Record Mart. I looked in the window. I'm like, oh, my goodness, man. This is.
Yeah.
I went over there the next day, man, and you know, it was certainly an experience.
Yeah, it was one of those places. It's on a little majestic vibe.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been a great pleasure speaking with you today, man, representing, one, the youth, two, Chicago, and three, the future sound of music, man. So just thank you for what you're doing and what you're putting on the planet. And everybody, please check out Corey Wilkes. Like I said, the album is called Drop It, and it's on Delmark Jazz.
Thank you much. My pleasure.
Absolutely, man. Thank you.
All right, peace.